Hey, this is Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors, number 30. And you listen to Drive Time Sports on KOAL 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, again live from the Auto Forum Studios, continuing our conversation with Tom Perkins, independent NBA scout and also the founder of the website HoopCityNews.com. We'll talk more about Tom's work and what you can find at HoopCityNews.com here in just a moment. One of the things that you will get from HoopCityNews.com are quick two-minute reads, which are phenomenal. Tom will put his thoughts into it, and ESPN recently compiled a list of all-time great players. I definitely disagreed with their top 10 list, and I believe Tom did as well. But anytime you have the conversation about the greatest of all time, that is such a vague conversation. And we've had that topic here on this show multiple times. How do you break that down? And Tom's going to show us how he goes as far as breaking down the greatest of all time right now. Tom, it's a fun topic, but again, it's very vague. I mean, you have to be precise when you're talking about this if you want an educated top five.
Right. Well, you know, I've always felt when you talk about the best of all time and the greatest player of all time, well, no matter what sport, there's always two distinct categories. Category one is, how did that player play the game? Now, I'll give you a golf analogy. I don't think anybody in the history of golf has ever played golf better than Tiger Woods. However, the second category is body of work. What did you accomplish with those skills? So you see, you can break down skills, shooting, passing, rebounding, this, defense, blah, blah, blah. But then you go into the category of body of work, of course, championships, you know, all-stars and this and that. Because everybody looks at, fans are very, they're so easily judged by the fact and influenced by the fact that somebody does a crossover dribble and say, hey, look, he did a crossover dribble. He can do that better than anybody. Or somebody jumps from the free throw line and dunks it. And so that guy must be the best. But you have to take both body of work and skill level into account. And, there's a lot of guys that have had a great career. Like you take Bill Russell. What a fantastic body of work he had. 11 championships. But was he highly skilled? Absolutely not. Not at all. Wouldn't he be in the top five in centers as far as skills concerned? And then you go to Michael, of course, and you go to Kobe. Yeah, they're skilled, plus they had the hardware and all the accomplishment that goes with those skills. So I think my Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus with the 18 majors, that's a good analogy. Jack Nicklaus is still at the top as far as body of work, but as far as, you know, skill level, I don't think anyone's ever played as good as Tiger Woods. So, not to get off the topic, but, you know, skill level versus body of work. That's the way I look at that. And you have to look at it that way if you're going to say this person or that person is the greatest of all time.
There's no question. And when you have this conversation today, I have to remind myself that kids, and I'm talking 18 to 20-year-old kids, they weren't really around when Kobe and Shaq were winning championships. So, of course, they weren't around when Jordan was winning championships. And to someone my age, you know, early 30s, it's hard for me to kind of put that in perspective. Yeah, I'm talking to people that weren't around when Kobe Bryant was winning championships, right? So there's so many variables that go into it. And you and I had a conversation, Tom, yesterday over the phone, and we were talking about rule changes, right? And when you talk about body of work, one thing that we have to point out here, nobody has a better resume than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Nobody has a better resume than Kareem. And so if that's what we're going off of, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the greatest basketball player to ever live. In fact, he forced rule changes at the NCAA level.
Right. Yeah, you're right about that. When you think about accomplishments and body work and skill, I mean, you know, Kareem's got six championships in the NBA. He's got three NCAA championships. He's got six MVPs. He won Player of the Year in college 3 years in a row. As a matter of fact, even before he got to UCLA, he won a national or at least state championship with Power Memorial. So So this guy has really has heavy body of work plus those skills, skills that made the league change.
Yeah, so there's no question. I mean, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Magic Johnson, nobody has the resume of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And look, last segment, I said Michael Jordan never won anything without Scottie Pippen. You got to be fair when we're talking about Magic Johnson, who I believe is one of the greatest basketball players to ever live. He never won anything without Kareem. I still have the mindset that Magic's most surprising and maybe most successful season that he had, it didn't result in the championship. They lost to Michael Jordan and the Bulls. But again, that's another variable that you have to consider, right? A lot of these guys that we're talking about, Tom, they played with other Hall of Famers, and that does elevate your resume a bit.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and we're talking about a whole host of Hall of Famers. You know, with the Celtics and with the Lakers, they had a whole host of Hall of Famers. I mean, you know, you take you know, the Celtics with Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish, and they had a bunch of Hall of Famers. Whereas, legitimately, Michael had one, two,
if you want to count Rodman. I mean, there's a Hall of Famer for the second three-peat.
Right. I would say, yeah, Rodman is definitely a Hall of Famer. Well, he is a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer, correct, yeah. Yeah, so, but again, I mean, those types of players, they elevate the level of your play too, right? Being around Hall of Fame talent makes you that much better.
Right, absolutely. Because, you know, when people are trying to accomplish something, you know, basketball really is a team game. And you really need to depend on other people. Like, you know, depending on anything from John Paxson to the shooting of Steve Kerr in that last couple of championships. So they have to rely on other people because you really can't do it on your own. You can be the major factor, but you can't do it all on your own, not for 48 minutes.
Again, Tom Perkins, our guest right now, independent NBA scout and also the founder of HoopCityNews.com. So, Tom, I'm going to give you my thoughts here. I refuse to rank players, especially on the show, because it is a topic that's kind of a dead end for a lot of people. I'm not going to convince you that the greatest basketball player of all time is the same guy that I believe, if you don't believe he is. So I've always said this, and right now where I'm sitting, the five greatest basketball players to ever play, you can rank them in any which order you want, but I have Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and LeBron James. In my mind, those are the five greatest basketball players that I have ever seen. It's no disrespect to anyone else. I don't care what order you put them in. I think you can make a case for any of those guys filling into that number one spot. In my mind, those are the top five greatest players that we have ever seen.
I would definitely agree, but I would go one step further. I would say Michael Jordan, number two, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, number three, Kobe Bryant, number four, Magic Johnson, and then number five, LeBron James. Now, by the way, that's interesting because I read a report today that Paul Pierce said that LeBron would never belong in the top five ever. So that's interesting.
And like I said, it's no disrespect to any of those guys. If you say someone's a top five greatest player to ever play the game of basketball, my God, that's a pretty good compliment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't mind that comment.
No. Tom, I got to ask you this, with you being an independent NBA scout. Most recently, you had to scout teams that had LeBron James. You had to scout teams that had Kobe Bryant. What was that like? And what were some of the things that you made note when these guys were on the court, specifically in their prime when you were a scout, you know, scouting out these squads?
Well, you know, it's always interesting to see when one of those guys made a bad play, or when somebody on their team made a bad play and they call the timeout and they go back into the sideline to talk about it, to see what kind of attitude they have. I mean, you could just see the fire. You could see the fire coming out of Kobe's nose when someone screwed up. And LeBron is not quite as intense, but he gets very sarcastic in his approach to having his teammates screw up. So that's one thing I look for, the temperament. And, you know, with Michael and Kobe, there is not another player besides those two that had the intensity of really, really being pissed off if one of their teammates made a mistake. So, you know, it's That was the interesting part of scouting those teams with those guys on it, and to see how they elevated their teammates' play. People always talk about how Michael elevated his teammates' play, but so did Kobe. I mean, Kobe did a lot of things for Derek Fisher, and that worked out fine. And, you know, obviously Derek Fisher's got 5 rings. So, it's always interesting to see how they react to adversity, because everybody can go ahead and be fine and high-fiving it when everything's going right, but when there's adversity, what do you do then?
Yeah, one of the quotes that I love from Larry Bird, and I don't have the quote in front of me, so I'm going to paraphrase here, but he essentially said, it was asked, Kobe or LeBron, and he said, if I want to win a championship, I'm going to take Kobe. If I want to have fun, I'm going to take LeBron. That's the that tells me something right there, because Larry Bird was a guy that was all about winning, right? And here's a guy that has been a mainstay in the NBA. If it wasn't a player, it was a coach or it was a general manager. And so for Larry Bird to come out and say something like that, I think it speaks volumes, and it also really connects to what you just said.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, well, Larry Bird was smart enough to know who would take him to the promised land, and he's right. It's probably a bit more fun to play with LeBron because, first of all, he's such a great passer, and he makes the game fun. But Kobe and Michael say, "Let's get the winning done," and that's the thing that I'm playing for, not to have fun.
Tom Perkins again, our guest right now. Tom, I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation off of the last couple of segments. I have talked about HoopCityNews.com, but I'm going to give you the time now to let the listeners know where they can find out more about your work and also visiting HoopCityNews.com.
Yeah, well, we started this thing as a blog about 14 years ago. And we turned it into a website because more and more people wanted to read my articles. So I started writing articles and then having some talk shows and some podcasts like Jordan's show. And it really made it expand to what it is now, and now we are read in 22 countries. Well, that's pretty special, because when you go to when you go on vacation and you see people from different countries wear your Hoop City News shirt, that's very humbling. So yeah, we've done real well, and we're trying very hard. We wanted to do it this summer, but that's not going to happen. We're trying very hard to create a basketball camp, a Hoop City News basketball camp. So we'll just have to wait for next year. But I made a lot of great connections throughout having my website, and my readers are very dedicated and very knowledgeable, and I appreciate that.
Well, Tom, I always appreciate you taking out the time to join us on the show. I know we'll have more conversations relatively soon. Thank you again for the time today. It was a lot of fun.
It was my pleasure, Jordan, and I congratulate you on your newborn child that just came in the world. I imagine as you were driving your wife to the hospital, you were reading some kind of sporting news thing or something, right?
Always, always. Yes, absolutely. In fact, we watched The Last Dance in the hospital, so there you go.
Oh, that's great. All right, listen, you take care, and it was my pleasure being on your show.
Tom Perkins again joining us here on Drive Time Sports. Fun conversation over the last couple of segments. Out of time on the show today. We will be back on Friday. Tomorrow, it'll be Carbon High School's graduation beginning at 4 p.m., and then we'll move right into Emory High School at 6 right here on KOAL. So we will be back on Friday. Have a terrific day. We will catch you then. I am out.